And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the Southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show, this one. I mean, it goes straight on from Huntsville to Chattanooga and from Tuscaloosa down to Gadsden, all the way over to the lovest little village on the plains we call Auburn and straight across the border to what we now call, once again, Fort Benning and big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. I'm tripping because I look over at the screen and the camera keeps coming and going because you're adjusting the camera because we have the Butters in studio and one camera decided not to work, so now we have one camera catching both of us.
Hey, but this is, I think this looks, I mean, you're on the same camera.
It's chummy. Know, we're in the same scene.
Yeah.
All right, well, tell you what, we're going to go ahead and jump on into a segment we do every single Thursday. It's Thankful Thursday. On Thankful Thursday, we're thankful for people and some of whom are constantly doing things to help make us better. And two of them come in every Thursday, halfway through hour number two, and we run a segment together. We just ping out the questions and see where the answers fall. That being said, let me call the roll. Oh, looking north to Huntsville, that dynamic diva of divine diatribes, Lee from Huntsville, are you there?
I'm here.
You are indeed, and we're glad. We're thankful. And then right here in the studio, sharing camera with me, silky smooth like his call sign, Mr. Butters, how you doing?
Happy to be here, sir.
Indeed you are. We're thankful. Give me some whoop-whoops. All right, we got some Butters and Lee going right now. So let me jump on in. I'm going to go with the first question. I'll segue straight off the last segment we just did, you guys. So here's the deal. The world's watching right now as Trump weighs possible U.S. military action against Iran. A lot of chatter out there in the blogosphere, a lot of chatter in social media that somehow or another the GOP base is now split. So my question for you is, are we really split? Is this a defining make or break moment? If he strikes Iran, is it danged if he do, danged if he doesn't? Is the GOP base going to split? I'll go to you first, Lee. What do you think?
I think somewhat because there is a not small portion of the GOP that does not want any more wars. They were sick and tired of the constant, you know, money funneling to, you know, the wars in Ukraine and even the beginning of the war, you know, what we're seeing now come to fruition in Israel. So, yeah, there's that part of it. There's the endless funding. There's any possible boots on the ground, which is a big no for a lot of people. So, I think that starting another war, if you will, or I don't know if it's going to end up being that, being a war. So, yes, I think that there would be some fracturing depending on how it happens. But I agree with President Trump. They can't have a nuclear weapon. They can't. They are such an instigator in that part of the world and a funder of terror as a state. I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the government. That they can't have a nuclear weapon. They'd go after Israel first thing.
Okay. All right. I hear you. You think there could be some fracturing. Butters, what do you think, man?
I think in general, what you're seeing is the truth of the existence of what the conservative side of things actually is, which is not a cult. It is not a, you know, cohesive beast like the left seems to be. In fact, I think that's one of the reasons why so many left the left, you know, thinking of RFK and a lot of those kind of folks that were like, yeah, I'm done. And I think what we're seeing is the reality of what the right actually is. We're not brain dead. We think for ourselves. We have differing opinions. I think from the fear of war, you know, the whole can't have nukes. I think there's a lot of people going, well, you know, that remember that whole WMD thing and all the other things, like, where's the proof? And we want to just have a conversation about before we actually go get into something else. And I think you're having folks on the right that are actually having a conversation, which is what we need to have.
Okay. Let me stick with the politics of it though, I'll stay with you for a second. Is this a make or break thing? I mean, is it, if he strikes Iran, are we going to see a bunch of Trump supporters suddenly leave him on the single issue?
No. I think the alternative has become so atrocious. I think it will cause, well, I, you know, honestly, I don't know that it'll change a whole lot. I think, the reality is we've got a lot of uncertainty in our country right now. I think there's a lot of folks that are going, yeah, I mean, like what is your alternative?
Okay. So Lee, let me ask you that same follow-up question. Is the faction of the Trump base that doesn't want him to do anything militarily, are they willing to leave him on this one issue and withdraw their future support for any other issue because of this?
I don't know if you're talking about a few strikes. I think that's less likely. But if you're talking about any boots on the ground, I think you're going to start to see a bigger faction of people say no. I mean, the right is really loosely held factions, or not that loosely, but somewhat loosely, of people with differing ideas. The left is more of a monolith, you know? So I think that, yeah, there might be a portion if it went further than, say, a few strikes to take out certain, you know, things that are, you know, needed for their program. But Israel wouldn't have struck had they not been close. They've done this before. This is this is something they've done many times.
This is,
they have killed scientists. They have literally, by riding on motorcycles and sticking a bomb on a car and driving, like, they've done everything you can imagine. They're very creative. They've hit facilities. They've done it, you know, using computers. I'm just saying that this is something they specialize in because they know the minute that Iran can, they will strike Israel. They will.
All right, let me
jump
in.
And they're just not willing to let it get close.
Butters has got something he's clamoring to say. What you got?
So about? Just the one concern I have that I'm seeing.
She was filibustering again. You saw it.
The phrase that's come out, the concept of the woke right, and I, maybe that's a bad way to call, but the blind followers that I see out there, particularly that are going after trying to cancel people simply because they would dare to question, that scares me a little bit, you know, because just like every group, there are people that don't have brain stems that are just going to blindly follow. And, but I'm glad Trump's in there. At least he actually knows how to negotiate.
Yeah. I'd rather have him than the alternative. All right. So, I got to go one more follow-up on that before I can even leave it. So real quick, like with a short answer, Lee, if U.S. assets are attacked, if Iran says we're going to, and like we haven't even bombed anything yet, but if Iran says kaboom and they blow up, you know, a carrier strike group in the Gulf, or they have something that takes place on a oil platform that's U.S. interests involved, are all bets off at that point? What do you think, Lee?
Somewhat. I think they just need to aim at the government. And take them out. The people really want to be free of them, and I think they would be an asset to us later.
All right. What do you think, man, if they attack U.S. assets?
I mean, I'm a Navy guy, so that's a – I could have a whole hour-long conversation about what conditions, you know, do we provoke, you know, freedom of navigation, roll on through the Straits of Hormuz and see what happens. I could see a pretty good argument for that, but don't necessarily be provocative with – hopes that they do something stupid.
No, I don't mean like lure them into it. I mean, if they did, does that suddenly change the dynamic and the people who are not supporting Trump on military action would have to say, well, we support you now.
I think that's definitely possible.
I don't know if I have time for another question. I think I do. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to change the subject. Here's the deal. You guys, Portland and Los Angeles and potentially soon Chicago are just in serious riot control mode right now. It's just unreal. These liberal sanctuary cities are seeing Antifa and pro-Palestine and pro-illegal alien riots, like full-on riots. And yet the left is still claiming that Trump's the one to blame and that the military on the ground is unwarranted in controlling the environment. Lee, your thoughts on that? We only got about 2 minutes here. What do you think? Is this a good thing to have the military there or not?
Yes. I mean, if they're protecting ICE agents in federal facilities and are not aggressors, then yes, because we could have used them in other places where federal facilities were damaged or burned down or whatnot, you know, in other cities. So, yeah, I think it's fine as long as they're used responsibly. But these Democrat cities need to, they got to get a hold of themselves. They're going crazy.
Butterman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to get a hold of themselves.
You want a carrier strike group to sail into LA, don't you?
I can't. I don't think we can say that on the internet. Yeah. No, it's nuts. But it's what they do. It's a playbook that they seem to really fall back on, and I think they're going to keep going and going and going and cause as much disruption as they possibly can. They ain't doing anything around here.
But so you don't have any problem with the military being used like this right now?
So far, it seems like it's working working fairly well and not escalating.
Life, limb, or property. That's what Title 10 says they can go and defend. The president has that purview. It's legal. That's why they're able to do it. But I can't help but think that at some point, someone is going to get seriously injured or killed, and Mayor Karen Bass and Governor Gavin Newsom and, you know, all these other liberal, you know, just bloodsuckers are going to have to face the music for allowing the environment that Trump's having to go in and control. All right, that's it. That's it. That's round one. Butters and Lee. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We come right back with Flipping the Script, and they ask me the questions, and I just wait and see how it goes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Okay, so we're going back to round two of Butters and Lee because it's Thankful Thursday. Lee, I'm thankful for you. First question to me, what you got?
I'm also thankful for you.
Thank you very much.
Have you seen where the Alabama GOP is considering a rules change allowing John Wall to run for lieutenant governor while taking a leave of absence?
I did see that.
My question for you is, and I really don't know which direction I fall on this, do you think this type of rule change opens the door for kind of financial conflicts of interest? Because you can step away, run a campaign, collect donations, raise funds, and you know who gave it to you and who didn't. But then jump right back into being a chair where you determine ballot access, you know?
Well, he doesn't determine ballot access by himself. It only happens by a vote of the executive committee. So it can't be something that he would have purview over by himself. So, and I don't think that's going to wind up being a thing. No, I think John Wall is going to be clear on this. I mean, if he takes a leave of absence, he's going to step away. And when you say, what do you mean by he'll know who your donors are and then have ballot access? What are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying there may be, could it not kind of stir up discord if people he thinks should donate to him don't, but then they're running. I don't know. I just feel as if stepping away instead of resigning makes me a little uncomfortable.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If he resigned, would you feel better?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
Well, and that may wind up being the way he goes. I don't know. I'd be honest with you. I don't think this is going to wind up being a big thing because I think he's going to wind up. He's been duly elected as the state party chairman. And that was a huge deal. A vote of the state executive committee, and if he steps away to run for office, which is everybody else's right to do,
right.
And the question is, I don't know. I'm trying to wrap my head around what you're saying. I guess you're more concerned with the idea of it being a leave of absence as opposed to a mere resignation. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like, well, I'm going to hold this back to the side. But then again,
what happens if he gets reelected?
I don't really know him that well, but I do. You know, I know that, he is the chair, the Republican chair, and he does work hard at it, and he seems to be good at it. I'm just saying, to me, ethically, I would think someone like that would need to resign and not just take a leave of absence.
Hang on a second, real quick. I'll say this: he's going to have to first of all be subject to whether they want the rule change or not. He's going to have to be subject to whether or not the state ethics committee finds there to be an ethical violation, because immediately upon declaring himself as a candidate, he's going to have to do his filings, and the ethics committee is going to have a right to speak if they see a conflict, which I'm sure he's going to be checking out ahead of time. So I think he's going to wind up being clear. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to be comfortable, but he's going to be clear. But go ahead, bud. What you got?
So I'm completely thinking out loud here. So it may be even incomplete thought. Does that mean that anyone that ran for office that's accepted campaign funds shouldn't be able to run for campaign or for the chair of the Republican Party because of the same dilemma?
I don't think so.
So
And you know, and truthfully, on a lower level, I was the state senator for Etowah County, and I was the Republican Party chairman for Etowah County at the same time, and I don't think there was any problem with that.
But I understand Lee's concern. That is a tough one. But where does it end? I guess is my thought.
Yeah, we've got to be willing to talk about these things. And you think you'll win?
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I didn't read the 1819 article yet. I saw that it's up, but I haven't had a chance to look at it. What rule are they changing? Is there a rule, Lee, that says that you can't do that, or are they going to suspend it, or are they looking at whether or not there's a rule? What are they saying?
I think it's I only skimmed it. I think they're just trying to determine if someone can take a leave of absence while running versus, you know, because I think it's the leave of absence part is not clear.
Okay. All right. Well.
But I'm not. And do you think he'll win?
Hang on. Is that a new question? Do I think he'll win the election for Lieutenant Governor?
Yeah.
I think he'll be a viable candidate on day one. And I'm not going to be a bit surprised if he doesn't come in with a Trump endorsement too. It's very interesting. He brings a different dynamic. He's going to come in as a guy who's been absolutely involved in state politics, but a guy who has not been a politician. So it's going to be interesting. And he's on stage with Trump all the time. So I think he's going to bring a dynamic that the other most viable candidate beyond him, I believe, is Wes Allen, Secretary of State. And Wes is a good dude. I know Wes personally. I think a lot of him, been on the show multiple times. But I think that John Wall will be an immediate, you know, runner for the position, pretty strong, if he can get this rule change or if he resigns. I got to go to Butters before I run out of time. Hey, man, what you got?
So jumping on Iran, switching over to Taiwan. So we get mired up in meddling with Iran. Does that open any doors to embolden or encourage the Chinese to say, well, y'all are meddling in other countries and we're going to take advantage of this, not to mention if we end up with assets more strung out?
Are you saying that if we bombed Iran, that would, are you questioning whether that would embolden China?
Does that open a door and embolden China and open an opportunity for that?
Me personally, I think it dissuades China. I say that because I think China will look at it and go, oh, crap. He doesn't just draw red lines and then do nothing. He actually does something. I think they'll also look at it as, oh, crap. He didn't go all in and do a forever war like George Bush did. He's just basically, he's done a one and done, and he could do that somewhere else if he had to. I don't know, man. I mean, I think that it doesn't per se embolden Iran unless we wind up having to divert so many assets to a major broadening conflict in the Middle East that we didn't see coming. But if it's just like a bombing run, taking out a nuclear facility, sorry, Khomeini, you got a new job now. Then I don't think China does anything. I think they're dissuaded at that point because they're looking at somebody who's a hardliner and willing to pull a trigger. I'm hoping one shot, one kill. That's what I'm looking for. I don't mean it that way, but you know what I'm saying.
That stretches us across three fronts, though.
Well,
Ukraine, Israel, and then possibly Taiwan. They could be looking at spreading us thin and taking advantage of that.
When have we not been there before? That's why we've been pulling troops out of Syria and not sending troops to Ukraine. So, yeah, I think it's a dicey situation, but I'm much rather have this guy in charge than to have Joe Biden. All right, you guys, that's it. Appreciate both of you. Butters and Lee, every Thursday. Thankful Thursday. Thankful for you both. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.